they were calling Rhonda's house. This is Rhonda Bennett. May I help you?
Hi, Rhonda. Nikki had forwarded me to you regarding to meet your clients.
Yes. She said something about you guys saying that I'm not Medicaid available.
No, she said it wasn't showing up active.
Yeah, but it is active. And I talked to Medicaid when you first mentioned that to me, and we went in there, and they said they don't know what you're looking at because I'm active.
Yeah, let me see if I can get her on the phone because I don't know where she is.
Okay, they said they don't know what she's looking at.
Okay, let me see if I can call her on Teams. But I did forward you her email for you to, you know, send her an email because I know she's going on vacation tomorrow. So I don't know if she's out on visits today or what, you know. I can try to call her real quick and see if she called me back.
Okay. All right, you want me to hold?
Or I'll call, let me see. Yeah, hold on. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I got her here on Teams. Hopefully you can hear her. If not, you guys can. I'll have her give her her number. But here's Crystal, and this is what's your name? This is Rhonda.
Rhonda.
From Rhonda's house.
Oh, hi.
Okay,
hi, Rhonda.
Speaker. Okay.
Are you able to hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the way I explained it to Luana, so unfortunately a lot of agencies and IP providers are showing up in Medicaid's provider network management and the PNM system as deactivated, and I am finding that a lot of them are actually active, like they've revalidated, but the problem
right.
is that the date's not updated within the PNM system, it's not possible for us to add you to the service plan. And unfortunately, we're not able to update the system because it's a Medicaid system. So I would explain that to provider services when you call them and let them know, like, it's just not updating in PNM system, and therefore we are not able to add that to the service plan. There's nothing that Luana would be able to do to change that. You're not the only agency that's having this issue. And unfortunately, I don't have a good answer for you on how or when.
Okay, but you guys are the only agency. You guys are the only agency where there's a problem. That's my concern because I called I talked to the PNM, and they went and looked at it, and they said, no, we're up for revalidation, but that's it. But we're still active. Our Medicaid number is active.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me look in Ox again just to make sure. The Medicaid number might be active. That's true. It's not going to say, well, here, let me just do you one better. Let me look up. I'm in PNM system right now, searching providers. I will type in. And I have, you know, let me, give me 1 second. I got to find you guys real quick. Do you have your NPI number?
It's
177-010-4158. Okay, 177-010-4158, right?
Yes.
Okay, because that's not bringing up anything. Try again.
You want my tax exempt number?
No, do you have your Medicaid ID number?
Yes, it's 0400758.
Okay, hold on, I found you. That way, in the NPI, I might have just typed it in wrong. 0177-010-4168 is what they have in here. And it's showing that you guys were active from 6/22/2020 and that you became deactivated in PNM system as of 2/18/2026. So that was just last month is what it's showing. It's showing the types, the specialties, all of everything is showing, but in this is PNM system. It's showing you guys deactivated as of 2/18/2026.
But
I can't speak for other agencies. I can't speak for other agencies and what systems they're using to add this. So in our old system, when we had an option to use our system, we weren't searching within Medicaid's, I guess, quote unquote Medicaid system. Medicaid would send us a list of deactivated providers. But now that we're obligated to use their system, it's just whatever's in their system is what we have to work off of. And unfortunately, we're running into issues where agencies, whether they haven't revalidated or they already have, dates are just not updated, and therefore it literally has a circle like a your name is grayed out. There's no way for her to add you to the service plan.
We can't take the client.
Do what? I'm sorry.
And we can't take the client.
If Medicaid tells you can take the client, that would be on you. There's nothing that I can't tell you not to take the client.
But you can't update the service plan. You can't give a service plan until you're showing Medicaid that we're active.
Right. And until Medicaid updates the system, I can't activate you. So therefore, it would be on you if you accepted the client and then billed for it. If Medicaid doesn't update the system for 3 months and then they update it with a date of, I don't know, May 17th instead of February 18th, you're not going to end up getting paid for the days before that, like for the months before that. If I would be cautious if I did that. Now, we have agencies that are doing that have said, okay, I'm fine with not being updated on.
Yeah, we're being paid. That's not the problem.
But no,
I'm
revalidated.
Okay. All right. I'm reaching out to them again because
that would be up to you.
Yeah.
So if you want to give them those exact dates, what it's showing in the system.
Okay, you're saying what days, ma'am?
2/18/26.
2/18/26 deactivated.
Deactivated as of 2/18/2026, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm going to give them a call. Let me get your name and number again. Hello?
My name is Kristen, last name Jack Holm, J-A-C. Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, J-A-C.
J-A-C-O-M-E, and my phone number is 216-5033. 4086.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Crystal, and I'll get back with you.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Sounds good. Have a good day.